Welcome to another Gaming and Destinations Executive Spotlight. I'm your host today and publisher of Gaming and Destinations magazine, Doug Driesbeck. We're excited to catch up with Ryan O'Brien, who is the Guest Experience Director at Grand Casino Hinkley and Mille Lacs in Minnesota. These are two premier gaming destinations in Minnesota that if you haven't been to, you definitely need to get there. They've recently went through some really cool renovations to their rooms, to their suites, and overall property amenities. So we're really excited to catch up with Ryan today to hear a little bit about those renovations, some of his background in delivering these awesome amenities to his guests at the properties, and hear what's going on there. So without further ado, Ryan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. You know, there's no other industry in the world that has that hospitality is as important as it is in the casino industry. And with you face-to-face and hand-to-hand with the guests, we're excited to hear everything you have to say. How long have you been in the business to start off?
Gosh, I've been in the business since the late 2000s. So I've been in the gaming industry for almost 24, going on about 25 years pretty soon.
Oh, wow. So like that's a long time. I'm sure you've seen some different trends and things happen over those years. What are some of those? What stayed the same and what's kind of changed over that time period?
You know, one of the coolest things I like to say that has stayed the same over these generations of gaming, to be honest, right, is the fun and excitement that comes from slot machines, the table games, you know, all the other cool games, Keno and Bingo. I've noticed some really, really cool trends over these years. And you know, as the technology develops and as, you know, the machines get cooler and bigger and more sounds and sights, the excitement that people get when they're playing those machines is the same. And I think I love seeing that. That tells me that gaming in itself, when it comes to like on property, you're in a casino somewhere and you find that game that you think you're going to love. Now they can be a little bit more interactive and you got cool bonuses and things like that. But that same excitement that you see in people's faces is the same as back in the day when it was still a nickel machine and you hit the 3-7s going across the board on a simple reel, right? I think that is one of the coolest things I've noticed over the history of gaming in the 25 years that I've been doing.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So do the guests have some input on when, do they come to you and say, hey, I played this game somewhere else, or I saw this game online, do you guys have it, or how does that work at the property?
Yeah, we get those questions all the time. So I've seen this at a different property, I saw this on the advertisement, I saw this somewhere, and, you know, more than likely we have it here on property, and it's just a matter of finding it for them.
So is that part of your day-to-day day-to-day roles and responsibilities as the guest experience director, is engaging with the customers and finding out their what they want and trying to deliver those? Or what's kind of your world as far as day-to-day goes?
Yeah, I think that summed up pretty nice, right? It's my role is to make sure that anytime a guest has feedback about our property, or even if it comes to anticipatory needs, like when it comes to like slot machines, understanding what the trends are in the gaming, like what machines are really out there happening right now, right? You know, to kind of anticipate their needs. But when it comes to them on property, whether it's they leave feedback with one of our associates or me personally, or they leave, you know, feedback on our surveys, it's my job to really take that information, take that feedback and apply it to whether it's a strategy or just a share. Like, hey, the guests are looking for these machines. The guests are looking for this experience when they're here on our property. Let's make it happen for them.
So what gets you, what wakes you up and gets you into work every day? Like, what do you love about what you do?
My love for the gaming industry is the guests first, the associates second, but I can't put them in order either because it's both. You know, working for the Grand Casinos brand for, you know, going on this time, you get to know the associates first, right? These are the teammates. These are the ones you work with, the ones you break knuckles with in the machines, the ones that you walk around with. And on a busy night, you're out there sweating and making it happen for these guests. And it's the same thing on the other end, the guests. It's providing these experiences for the guests, you know, really understanding and getting to know the people that come in, enjoy the experiences here at Grand Casino. That's what really gets me up. It's the people interactions. It's the activity, the meeting people, the throwing a knuckle bump or a high five or celebrating with somebody when they're winning. That's that motivation for me every morning.
So the two properties, the Hinkley property and the Mille Lacs property, both just recently went underwent several renovations. I guess, you know, for folks that haven't been there, is there a little bit of kind of a overall view you can offer us with the properties being fairly close together? What are some of the, I guess, differences and similarities between the properties, and where do you see guests gravitating towards based on their personalities or wants and desires out of a property?
You know, the properties are pretty close together. They're about an hour apart.
Okay.
Right? When it comes to a drive. And, you know, and the Mille Lacs property, we offer a little bit more on the exterior portion, right? So we have the lake, we have hunting, we have golf, we have fishing, we have all of those really cool family-oriented amenities up there. And the Grand Casino Mille Lacs property being like the hub for everything. Like, let's go out and do these things. And you know, tonight we're going to game, we're going to eat, we're going to have fun at the casino, and that's where we're going to stay. Here in Hinckley, you know, we're right on 35. So we're right in the middle of a main transit between Minneapolis and Duluth. So it's a really convenient spot for people to meet up, a little bit more of a lively atmosphere. And, you know, we have live entertainment on the weekends. We have all kinds of things, right? And when it comes to, like, the hotel renovations, you know, upgrading that product, it was, you know, like, it was something that we wanted to do for so long. The guests were talking about it. And, you know, when we delivered, I think that we did a really phenomenal job doing that. You know, we got some highlights of some designs of our culture incorporated into the lobby designs, into the hotel room designs. And that's something that the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe really takes pride in, is sharing our culture and sharing our story with the communities and the people that come and visit us.
So you mentioned that you're hearing it from the guests on some of the new enhancements and renovations. I know the rooms, from what I read, the rooms and suites have been upgraded, correct?
Correct.
In what ways have those been same footprint or larger, or just fresh everything from top to bottom?
Well, it's kind of like the bones are the same. But the product in the rooms is all different, all brand new. So it was pretty much a gut and rebuild. The single rooms to the suites to we now have three different presidential suites that we offer for groups and entertainment and just an overall upgraded experience that are phenomenal, by the way. They're so close to being finished right now that and I get a chance to see these pictures and walk these rooms. It's going to be amazing.
Very neat. So the main motivation for the property renovations was just, hey, it's time to do it. Guests are wanting it, so you fire and do that. Was it mainly the rooms and suites, or were there some other property enhancements along the way as well recently?
You know, more within the last 5 years, you know, we upgraded the floor, the casino floor. So there's some upgraded areas of the floor. You know, the hotel was the most recent one. We did the lobby spaces. We did the I guess you could say general area spaces, right, for the hotel lobby and the front desk areas, seating areas, and then the hotel room project itself. Yeah. And, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, our guests are really, really, they're at the heart of these renovations, right? All their feedback and their need and crave for, you know, what they want to see and what they want their experience to be when they're at the casino. Like, we listen and we try to deliver as much as we can. But when it comes to, like, the motivation behind the property renovation, we owe a lot of credit to our frontline teams as well, and hospitality, guest services, you know, player development, the ones that take care of our guests out here on the floor. So they have the finger, like, on the pulse of what our guests are really looking for. So their insights were super, super important for us to understand what we needed to deliver to the guests for the hotel product. And, you know, as of course, you know, ongoing feedback, and, you know, the guests are giving us in the surveys and saying, hey, we want upgraded rooms. We need this product. We want to come up here, and we want our experience in the hotel to be just as nice and as accommodating as the casino floor. So that's why we did it, right? And our goal was to really create something that reflects and delivers on that, you know, incorporating the desire for, like, the modern, the inviting spaces, while really, really ensuring every detail reflects on our commitment to hospitality and delivering that upgraded experience here on property.
And, you know, tying in the culture and the history of the property as well. Can you touch on that a little bit? How you were able to balance the contemporary renovation and re do of everything, but then still maintain the heritage that fits there. I believe I saw there was some sanctioned, there are some artists that were sanctioned to do several different paintings and cultural things there around the property.
Yeah, we had a great group of local artists and Canadian artists that contributed to the design. And as we're developing the process and working with our designers and our construction architects and, you know, really, really taking that art, that history, that feeling that comes from that contemporary art from the tribes and from these, you know, tribal individuals, and really kind of designing not only the rooms around those pieces, but those pieces around those rooms. Like, I think that collaboration between designer and artist was phenomenal. I think that as you walk the spaces, as you walk the floor, it's not like an overabundance of like, here, I'm hitting you with this art, now I'm hitting you with this piece, and I'm hitting this piece. The overall design, the aesthetics and the layout of that, they really, really combine well to create a really, really phenomenal experience as you're walking in. A lot of great feelings and a lot of great looks and the colors, it all fits together.
Well, fantastic. Well, we're excited to get up there and check it out here soon. And, you know, really appreciate your time today, Ryan. It's been really nice experience. Nice to hear all these insider perspectives of everything. And sounds like the guests are in good hands with you. So as we wrap today, is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners and readers?
Yeah. The one thing that Grand Casino, the one thing that we tried to promote and deliver on is experience. You know, we're not just gaming machines. We're not just tables. We're not just a hotel. As we move forward in business and as we move forward as a property and as a brand, the one thing that we want to be exceptional at is delivering service when you're here and providing you with that upgraded experience at every step of your journey as you come here. We curate, we do everything we can, not only for our top tier players, but the players that want to just come here and visit once in a while, or maybe even on pass by. You know, we pride ourselves in being a come as you are company, right? We want people from all walks of life to be in here. We don't cater to just one group of individuals. We cater to every individual that's out there, and we want to make sure that each person that walks through these doors is not only impressed by what they see, but feels warm and feels like they walked in to their home every time they walk through the doors here at Grand Casino Hinkley. And that's the type of service that we want to deliver and that we try our best to deliver, and we do deliver every time you visit us here.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks again, and thank you everybody for listening to another interview with Gaming and Destinations and our Executive Spotlight today. I'm your host, Doug Driesbach. For more interviews with industry experts and icons, go to gaminganddestinations.com, and be sure, if you're looking for a new gaming experience, to check out Grand Casino Hinkley in Mille Lacs in Minnesota. The website's grandcasinomn.com, and as Ryan said, they're there to please and to welcome everybody. So until next time, have a great day.